Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in Erie, where it's the Otters' turn to come from behind and steal one from the Kitchener Rangers. On Tuesday night, the Rangers were down by a score of 3-0, came back and won it 4-3 in overtime. Tonight, it was the Otters, as we go through your scoring summary, that got on the board first. 5:52 into the game, Sam Alfano's fifth of the postseason from Panofimus and Matthew Schaefer, 1-0 Erie. But the Rangers would respond later in the first period and respond in a big way. Carson Rakoff's fourth from Matt Sopp and Edward Chalet at 11:15 on a Ranger power play made it 1-1. And just 69 seconds after that, Philip Machar's first of the postseason from Edward Chalet and Hunter Brustevich made it 2-1 Kitchener, and the Rangers would carry that lead to the first break. In the second, the Otters would use a short-handed goal to tie the game. Panofimus, with his second of the playoffs unassisted at 11:54, made it 2-2. But later that same power play, the Rangers would regain the lead. The third of the playoffs from Luke Elenis, with Luca Romano and Adrian Misiljevic drawing the assists at 12:58 of the second. 3-2 Rangers. And that's how the second period would end. In the third, all Erie. Three goals scored, all by the Otters. First, it was Brett Brissett with his first point of the playoffs from Malcolm Spence and Carey Terrance at 6:58. That tied the game 3-3. And a minute and 21 seconds later, the winner from Alexi Davio, the defenseman who came in from the blue line, bouncing puck near the net, and he found a little hole to sneak it past Jackson Parsons. Davio's first of the playoffs from Sam Alfano and Dylan Edwards at 8:19, 4-3, and then into an empty net on a power play for Erie. Mishiak would score his first of the playoffs with 25 seconds to go. 5-3 the final. The Otters go 1-for-3 on the Channers power play. The Rangers go 2-for-3, and Erie outshoots Kitchener 40-33. The series is tied 2-2. It's now a best of three. Game 5 goes tomorrow night back at the Memorial Auditorium in Kitchener. Your post-game show is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter. Break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside Erie Insurance Arena, that Mishiak goal that iced this game tonight into an empty net was assisted by Carey Terrance and Malcolm Spence. And make that for Terrance, a second assist on the night. Malcolm Spence had a pair of assists as well. And Mishiak, with the goal, got his first point of these playoffs. You'll remember, of course, that it was Martin Mishiak who scored the overtime winner in the final game of the regular season here versus the Kitchener Rangers, and it didn't happen long after Matt Sopp was stopped on an overtime breakaway. That was such an interesting night because everything this regular season came down to the final game before the playoff matchups were set. And had Sopp scored that goal a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday night here in overtime, the Rangers would have drawn Guelph in the first round of these playoffs. Instead, they end up with the Erie Otters, who won that night while Guelph lost to London the next day. And here's the first round matchup. Tied 2-2 after the Otters' 5-3 win here tonight. Guelph went very quietly into the playoffs night. They were swept aside by Brady Martin, the Elmira native, and the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Martin had the first of the Sioux's five goals yesterday in a 5-1 Game 4 win as the Hounds sweep the Guelph Storm out of the way. Saginaw swept Owen Sound in a 4-0 series sweep, which ended yesterday as well. Let's send it downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm at ice level with head coach UC Ahokas. And Coach, Erie looked like a different team to start the second period and then continue that into the third period and was able to take the lead. What changed in your mind?
I think we made some... We played a really good first period. Then, of course, Erie jumped. The big thing was we shouldn't let that... Or we lost a little bit of turnovers. Then it went to wide open to open, like... for a while, like, and we didn't get pucks deep and we didn't win the battles and a few turnovers, and they got a little bit of flow in there, and then we let in the shorthand goal, but the good thing we got the goal there. But that was second period, and then third, few big mistakes were what led to those goals. We had few 2-on-1s either. We could have finished and got the fourth goal at one point, but we didn't finish, and they utilized our chance. But last 40 minutes, we didn't play well.
The line of Edwards, Femus, and Alfano has really generated a lot of offense for the Erie Otters. What's it going to take to shut them down?
No, you have to be smart. You have to be third guy above and... everything starts from with them, because they get their chances from rushes, and we have to be smarter in the offensive zone, and we have to play pucks to the net, not try to play a little bit high danger 50-50 passes from behind the net to the goal crease, or a little bit higher. Like, you have to have it if you pass it, and that's what I think. And then we have to track better. Like the fourth goal they scored, that was just a mental error.
Coach, on the tying goal, Misiljevic, I might as well say it, has the puck on the half boards, and puck doesn't get out and doesn't get protected. Are those the types of things you're talking about with puck management?
Oh, yeah, that needs to be a strong play. Like, and that wasn't a strong play, and they got the puck out from that. They got the goal after that.
Thanks, Coach. It's a series now, best of three. Your thoughts on going back home to play a quick game tomorrow night?
No, like I said, we're ready to play seven games, and it doesn't matter how many. It only matters who gets the fourth wins first, and that's how we think about every playoff series.
Always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. UC Ahokas with post-game thoughts following the 5-3 Otters victory. The 4-5 matchup in this Western Conference, the only matchup that remains. London beats Flint 3-2 tonight. So the Knights sweep the Firebirds. I mentioned just before that conversation with UC Ahokas that both Saginaw and Sault Ste. Marie swept aside their opponents yesterday, Owen Sound and Guelph respectively. Final scores 5-1 in both of those deciding game fours. So London, Saginaw, and the Sioux already through. This game goes back to Kitchener for a game 5 tomorrow night and game 6 back here in Erie next Tuesday. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter. Break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Erie, the Otters a 5-3 win over the Rangers to tie the series. Paul Fixter ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I always appreciate getting players after a loss and a tough loss. And Simon Motu is good enough to join me at ice level. Simon, I guess, is that a demoralizing loss for the hockey club?
It hurts. It really stings. You could have made a big jump here to go up 3-1 in the series and have a chance to win it on home ice and close them out. But credit to them. They stuck to the process this game, and it paid off for them.
Quite often you hear coaches say, just because the score changes, either way, you don't change your game. You think that's what happened here tonight with your club?
100%. I think it's been the story for us all year. We get up a few goals. Everyone's feeling nice. They're feeling good. Their other side's not feeling too great right now. They're down a couple of goals, but you know, we come in the room and yeah, we gotta play the same way. You know, we gotta go in there, you know, 0-0 every single period, no matter what the score is. It could be 10-0. You play the right way every single game, and it's playoff hockey, and you play that playoff hockey style every period.
I did an interview the other night when you won, and Mishar said to me, we enjoyed for 15 minutes. and then we move on to the next game. Does it work this way as well? You feel sad for 15 minutes and then you move on?
100%. You know, we've had that rule. You know, UC implemented it at the start of playoffs, and it's true. You know, you can't be down on yourself after one game. It's best of seven, right? It's not, you know, just, you know, win or go home. So, you know, that 15 minutes, either win or loss, be happy or sulk for 15 minutes, and then, you know, right back to focusing on the next game.
Speaking of the next game, you guys were down to five defense with Duracolo going out fairly early in this game. Quick turnaround with the game less than 24 hours from now. Is that a concern, or you guys are in such great shape and adrenaline takes over that you don't even think about it?
That's why we train in the summer. You know, all the guys work hard. They have great trainers. Everyone puts their full effort, and it pays off come playoff time. So our legs are fine, and we'll be flying out there tomorrow.
We look forward to tomorrow and taking the lead back in this series. Thanks for joining us. As always, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. Simon Motu, post-game thoughts following his team's 5-3 loss here in Erie. Series now tied 2 games apiece, and we go back to Kitchener for game number 5 tomorrow night. Post-game coverage continues. It's brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside the Erie Insurance Arena, a crowd of greater than 4,200 was in full throat, and they go home happy following a come-from-behind Otters win 5-3 over the Kitchener Rangers. Let's look at your three stars from this game. Your three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Third star of this game with 2 assists for the Erie Otters was Carey Terrance. The second star with a goal and an assist for the Otters was Sam Alfano. And the first star of this game with 30 saves and the Otters' goal was Benjamin Gaudreau. So it's a home side sweep of the three stars here in Erie tonight. Gaudreau, Alfano, and Terrance, your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. We are back to wrap from Erie and head home to Kitchener right after this. Your post-game show for USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here for some final thoughts before we load the bus and get back home to Waterloo Region, a place we have not been in several days. That's what life is like on the road in these playoffs. And Paul Fixter, the playoffs giveth and the playoffs taketh away. The Rangers on Tuesday night came from behind to win in overtime. The Otters tonight did not need extra time, but they came from behind to beat the Rangers. And as we knew coming in, we've got ourselves a series between these two hockey clubs.
We sure do, Mike. Nobody said it would be easy, and it hasn't been. I think this is one, though, that'll sting for a little bit more than 15 minutes, like the team likes to emphasize. This was one, Mike, that they had in their grasp. Erie was playing well, and they let it get away. Coach emphasizes puck management all the time. The puck management, or lack of, on the tying goal is really what sticks out for me in this game. And Erie was very opportunistic tonight. They took advantage of things that were given to them by mistakes and made the Rangers pay.
This is the only series left in the Western Conference. The London Knights sweep the Flint Firebirds 3-2, the final in that one tonight on our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. Sault Ste. Marie swept Guelph and Saginaw swept Owen Sound yesterday, both of those games finishing 5-1 in game number 4. So the Rangers and Otters, the only two teams remaining of the 8 Western Conference teams, or the only series remaining. 2 other games tonight in overtime. Barrie and Oshawa tied 3-3 in Barrie. Colts looking to draw even in that series. Ottawa and Brantford tied 5-5 up in the nation's capital. Brantford looking to draw even in that series.
Yeah, I think this series is playing out the way both teams kind of expected. You know, Kitchener has said that they expected Erie to play them hard because Erie was playing so well going into the playoffs. And Erie has a lot of respect for Kitchener, but they believe in themselves as well. So when it comes down down to a two out of three, Mike, it's really anybody's game. It's going to be exciting. And I can't wait, actually, for tomorrow night to see how Kitchener responds in their own building. It was a very hostile environment here tonight, and once Erie got momentum going, these fans got into it, and not an easy place to play. Let's make sure the Memorial Auditorium tomorrow isn't an easy place to play.
Bingo. I was just about to say the same thing. Rangers fans, if you don't yet have a ticket, get one. Make it respectful, but make it loud as the Rangers come home in need of a little home crowd boost tomorrow night in Game 5 of this first-round playoff series. So on behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk in Kitchener, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. Otters beat the Rangers tonight 5-3 to tie the series 2 games apiece. I bid you a very good Thursday night from the Erie Insurance Arena.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.